Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we want to teach you something very useful. Excuse me. We have Robbie Mitch, musician. Hi Robbie, 你好.
Hello, 你好.
Right, excuse me, what type of music do you play?
I play pop and rock music.
That sounds fun. Right, so excuse me here, of course, there must be a context before I ask excuse me, that may be something else, but then in Chinese here, we say 请问.
请问.
Yeah, 请问. And 请问 here, the literal meaning, it's may I ask. 请 is please. Very polite way of saying please. And then 问 is ask, to ask. So, may I ask, 请问.
请问.
Yeah, 请问, what type of musician are you? Or 请问, where can I get a cup of coffee nearby? And 请问, do you have the time? Something like that. So 请问 is super useful. If I go to China, I probably use 请问 30, 40 times a day. 请问 everything.
That's the best way to ask a question.
Yeah, 请问, where is the toilet? 请问, can I borrow your pen? 请问 everything, basically. 请问.
请问。
Yeah, 请 is please. So we can say 请 on its own. We can use that in many occasions. And the character is the combination between to say. You can see the symbol for to say on the left. And then on the right, that's actually the character for blue color. And in this case, it's just phonetic. So it indicates the sound. So 请问。
请问。
Yeah. When is the second character. When, that means to ask. And the character is a mouth inside a door. Imagine a person knock on the door. Knock, knock. Is anyone home? Asking questions. So when, that means asking questions. And I can also, instead of saying 请问, I can make it more specific. I can say 请问你。
请问你。
Yeah, 你 is you. May I ask you, 请问你。
请问你。
你单身吗? Are you single?
你单身吗?
Yeah, 你单身吗? 你 is you. 单身, 单 is alone, 身 is the body.Is your body Chinese is so literal. Okay, 请问你单身吗? Is your body alone or your body is tied up somewhere else with someone? Okay, 请问你单身吗?
你单身吗?
Or we can say 请问有钱吗? 请问 do you have money to give me? 对，请问你有钱吗?
请问你有钱吗?
Yeah, so 请问。
请问。
Yeah, and 请, if we extend 请, we can say 请客。
请客。
Yeah, 客 means the guest. So, please, the guest, what does that mean? Can you guess?
Who is it?
请客, we can...
It's yeah, not a question.
Yeah, no, it's a question to you. So, 请客, okay. Please, the guest, that actually means it's my treat.
Okay, okay.
So, if I say, today, 我请客, 我 is I.请客, that means it's my treat today. I'm going to pay the bills. It's on the house.
Great.
我请客.
That's a useful one.
Yeah, it's a very useful word. So if when you go out with your friends and then you go out for the meal together and after that, if he or she says 我请客, and that's the moment you can say 谢谢 and put your wallet back. So you don't need to pay the bill. No go Dutch. So 我请客.
我请客。
Yeah, or you can say, no, 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 你请客, you pay the bills. But, no, it never happens. I remember every time when I go to China or when I go to Taiwan, everybody was fighting for the bills. Everybody wants to say 我请客,我请客.
People are very generous.
People are very generous. And then for them, it's the way to show their appreciation.And to show that they really enjoy having a great time together with you. So, it's an art of fighting the bills. You need to do it in a very elegant and discreet way to quietly pay the bill and then, not to claim the credit either. So this is a lot of practice.
Wow.
我请客。
我请客。
Yeah, 我请客。And then we also taught another episode. We said boss. The way to say boss is 老板。
老板。
老板, and 老板 is the boss, and then boss, the literal meaning was the old plank. So the old plank is by paying the bills, 老板请客。
老板请客。
Yeah, 老板请客。And 老板 could be your direct boss, and sometimes could be the boss of the restaurant. So if you are a regular in a restaurant, Sometimes they will give you an additional dish as the present on the house. In this case, the waiter or waitress or servers, they may come to you and you can hear them saying, 老板请客.
So that means it's a complimentary dish.
That's it. So make sure you hear that. And then, so you can, in this case, you can say, oh, 谢谢.
Great.
老板请客.
老板请客.
Yeah, 老板请客. And then, when you want to say, please sit down, we say, 请坐.
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 Yeah, 请 is please. And 坐 is to sit down. So, 请坐.
请坐.
Yeah, 请坐 is please sit down. And then to say, please come in, 请进。
请进。
Yeah, 请进。
请进。
Yeah, 进 means to enter. So please enter, please come in, 请进。
请进。
Yeah, so now we can have a scenario. I am the shopkeeper, and Robbie, you're about to come in. I saw you walking by, and I really want to get you as a customer. I say, hi, hi.先生，先生 means Mr. 先生，请进。
谢谢。
Yeah, depending on the context and depending on the mood. So I say 请进 and then you come in and then I say 请坐。Please sit down. And then I pull the chair for you. You can say 谢谢。
谢谢。
And then I bring you a cup of tea. I say 请喝茶。
哇，谢谢。
Yeah, 请喝茶。请 is please. Please.喝茶，喝 is to drink, 茶 is the tea. Please drink the tea. 就请喝茶。
请喝茶。
Yeah, and then I bring you dish of snack as the, on the house. 我说请吃。
请吃。
Yeah, please eat. Or I can say 请客，老板请客 is on the house. So don't worry about the bill. On the house. 老板请客。
老板请客。
Yeah, when you finish everything...I can say, 请付钱, please pay the bill. 请付钱。
请付钱。
Yeah, 付 is to pay. 钱 is the money. 付钱, that means to pay the bill. So, 请付钱。Yes, I want you to pay the bill, but I'm so polite. 请付钱。
请付钱。
Yeah, so, you can ask me, 请问多少钱。
请问多少钱。
Yeah, so 请问多少钱 that means may I ask how much is it? 多少钱
多少钱
Yeah, 钱 is money as we know. 多少 is how much. 请问多少钱
请问多少钱
Yeah, you see, we actually went through so many sentences and every single one we can use 请
So we're being very polite to each other.
It's been very polite, and Chinese is a very polite society. So we say 请 everywhere all the time. Right, so now, remember, 请问。
请问。
请问, that's excuse me, may I ask? And then to say, it's my treat, 我请客。
我请客。
If that's your treat, 你请客。
你请客。
And then if we say, please sit down,请坐。
请坐。
Please come in. 请进。
请进。
Please drink the water. 请喝水。
请喝水。
Please drink the wine. 请喝酒。
请喝酒。
Yeah. And please pay the bill. 请付钱。
请付钱。
You see, now you can get around in a restaurant. Just use 请 everywhere. Then you are done.
Brilliant. 谢谢。
Yeah, thank you so much, Robbie. Today we have a lot of fun saying, may I ask? It's super useful and you can put that in almost in front of every single sentence you want to use. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Robbie.
谢谢。
谢谢。